We are in Simen Tov Kuf Mem Hei, and we are up to Sivav. We'll be doing Vav and Zion. Sivav. In Kosin Shtori Chov B'moed. If you don't plan on lending the money right now, then lend it after Yontif and write the Shtar after Yontif. Vim Eino Mamino. What happens if he doesn't trust him? Malva lilova, so halova tzorach lamois. So what happens if the malva doesn't trust the lova and the lova needs money? O she'en lo lusofer ma yochal, or you're talking about a sofer that doesn't have what to eat. Hareze yikhtov. So halachi is that you're allowed to. Now this is obviously talking about a loan that you're about to give. If there's a loan that you gave before yontif and never got around to writing a shtar, the halachi is that you're allowed to write a shtar because that's a real dover oved. And that's a standard case where if you do not write the shtar, then you can end up losing your money. So the halacha there is that you can write it. We're talking about where he's asking for a shtar because he wants a loan. So the loan is for the sake of Chol HaMoed, meaning he needs it on Chol HaMoed. We're not talking about what he's going to use it for, but he needs it on Chol HaMoed. And you don't trust him, the halacha is that you can write a shtar immediately. Now, what's called a sofer she'en lo mayochal? This is the machlokas that we had way back when, if it means he has no food whatsoever, or he would like to spend more money on yontif. Says the Rama, Hago muter lichtov shtar mechira b'moed. You're allowed to write a shtar mechira. We're talking about someone that's doing a sale on chol hamoed of property, and we're talking about where it is l'tzorach hamoed. So the halachi is that you're allowed to write the shtar as well. Avalein lichtov shtar arisis v'kablona shekibul kodem amoed. Whereas if you're talking about a sharecropper or someone, a contractor, either one of them, if they accepted a job before yontif, there's no reason why they should write a shtar right now. What happens if you really need a shtar desperately because they don't trust one another and you couldn't have done it before chol hamoed, like you made the deal just before yontif, so then you are allowed to write it on chol hamoed. Siv Zayin, kol advarim shemuter lichtov afilu below shinui muter. Whatever's muter is even without a shinui. V'chol masha aser lichtov afilu de shinui aser. We are not matir what is aser even ayde shinui. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that if you don't write complete letters, that form of shinui is a chsarn in the ksiva, that is mutter and chol hamoed for anything. So you're allowed to write incomplete letters. This is halacha l'maisa. Hago v'lucha shel shayva mutter lichtov b'pnei she'eino ksava miskayim. Whereas if you're talking talking about the wax tablets that they had, that they used to write on, that was eino miskayim. So an example of that is the kids have this thing, you know, where they write on it and they pull up, pull up the plastic and the letters disappear. That's Eino Miskayim, and such Ksivan Chol HaMoed is Mutter. Now, the Poskim discuss the issue of writing today, and especially the issue of typing on a computer screen. So, first of all, let's talk about writing altogether. Some Poskim are very lax with writing on Chol HaMoed because their claim is that today it's not a Maisa Uman. When you wrote with a quill, and if you weren't properly trained, you had no way of writing, the same way that today, most people, if they were given a quill and parchment, they could not write a Sefer Torah. In a get where you have to sign, where they sign in a quill, they have to have specially trained edim. They don't just pull someone off the street and have witnesses sign. Whereas today, we write with a ballpoint pen, or a felt tip, there's no reason why you need special training, and it's not called a Maisa Uman. Now, the truth of the matter is that Maisa Uman is not clearly defined. It may be that Maisa Uman means something you would not have been able to figure out had they not taught you. And you can learn to walk on your own. You can't learn to write on your own. Someone has to teach you to write. So the claim is that writing may still be a Maisa Uman. So that's questionable. Although they're a lot more lax than they were in the olden days, if someone's got his handwriting looks like calligraphy, I mean, someone like that should not be writing because it may be a Maisa Uman on Chol HaMoed. And there you'd only have the things that are mutter. But for everybody else, it is questionable. We are machmer and we don't write needlessly. However, in the case of the computer screen, why is this not an Eino Miskayim just like a Luach Shel Shaiva? Most posts can really hold that way. that it's called Eina Miskayim, and that does not go into the Ksiva of Maisa Umin on Cholamoid, and it should therefore be Mutter. Those who are Machmir claim that it's called Miskayim because it's stored in the computer's memory, which is a Chiddush, that is not the Pashtus of what Miskayim means. The Pashtus of Miskayim is that the Ksav itself is Miskayim. In fact, on a computer screen, the Ksav is not at all Miskayim. What you get is an image that every fraction of a second is recreated. Nevertheless, there are machmirim with computers, although Rov Poskim hold that would not go into Maisa Umin, and as long as it's a Tzorach HaMoed, it would be Mutter.